The 60-volt Flex-Force power system from Toro. You've got the most powerful battery in its class. You've got a full line of interchangeable battery-powered tools, including the number one mowers and snow blowers in America, plus trimmers, leaf blowers, hedgers, chainsaws, and more. All of them unbeatable. You got the ability to finish everything without sacrificing anything. You got 60 volts of power without compromise. Visit Toro.com/FlexForce.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price tool. The neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's on, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is your weekly look at what's going on around the National Basketball Association, the NBA, give you the latest on the statistics and the league leaders. And also, we have great interviews coming up on the program. We have John Corrales. He is the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast, and is the Celtics beat writer for the Boston Sports Journal. It's going to be a great interview. We get some insights on what's currently going on with the Boston Celtics. Now, let's start off with my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the return of Steph Curry. Yes, Steph Curry is back. Steph went through suffered a terrible injury last season. We didn't know if Steph would be back in top form. I knew he would be back in top form, but he has showed up and showed out. He is currently at the moment, as this show is airing, he is second in the league in scoring. He's also, of course, in the top 10 in free throw percentage, three-point percentage. I mean, Steph is just handling his business right now. Also, currently in the top 10, top 15 in field goal percentage. If this is, I know we're still in the first half of this shortened NBA season, but Steph is back. A lot of people, again, I knew he would be back, but we know what type of stock is Steph Curry is made of. And let me tell you one thing, the way he's played this year, and especially as of late, he has put up some monster numbers. And I think Steph is a strong consideration for the league MVP. You can put him in the race along with LeBron James, also Donovan Mitchell. It's a ton of great stars that are definitely early candidates for the league MVP. You could put Giannis in the mix as well, but you got to add Steph Curry's name to the mix. In the absence of Klay Thompson, Steph has really become that veteran leader and still very much in his prime. Knocking down shots, making points, doing what Steph Curry does best, and what we've seen him do and what he's continuing to do. So keep your eyes open, not just for the Golden State Warriors, but most of all, Steph Curry, as we wrap up this first half of the year and going into the second half of the year. Golden State could definitely make some noise if they continue on this winning streak. My next storyline is going to be the red-hot Utah Jazz. No, the Los Angeles Lakers are not the first team, are not currently number one in the Western Conference. It's the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Bogdanovich, Joe Ingles, all of them are playing at a high level right now. If you ask me, Ed, who would be in first place currently in the first half of the NBA season in the Western Conference? I would have told you the Los Angeles Lakers, but no one saw this coming. Now, the Lakers are on the heels of the Jazz, but for the moment, the Utah Jazz are in first place in the Western Conference standings. They are playing some ball right now. The Jazz have been a perennial playoff team the last several years. Donovan Mitchell is a Rookie of the Year. Rudy Gobert is an elite defender. Also, you got Mike Conley Jr., who is playing at a high level. Derek Favors is a nice addition as well. Utah caught a lot of people by surprise. They didn't catch me by surprise. They only caught me by surprise to see them currently in first place in the West. So, they have all the tangibles right now. Again, we're in the first half of this young NBA season. But, man, keep your eyes and ears open for the Utah Jazz, because they are not to be played with. They are the team to watch, just like a lot of those young teams with Denver. We saw Utah come up in the postseason last year. They came of age. We saw the Denver Nuggets come of age. And now Utah, this could be the year they could maybe get over the hump. I know the Lakers are the defending champions, but right now this appears to be the year that Utah could get over that hump. And for my last storyline is going to be the Phoenix Suns. You talk about the ageless wonder, Chris Paul, playing at such a high level right now alongside the youngins, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. Phoenix is really putting it together right now. I knew Phoenix would be competitive in this first half of the year, but not like this. I didn't see Phoenix coming in, taking it over by storm. I thought Denver would be in front of Phoenix. I thought Denver, also Golden State, I thought Dallas would be in front of Phoenix. Phoenix has made an impact so far this year. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Chris Paul, the ageless wonder, playing at such a high level. DeAndre Ayton is playing very well, handling his business in such a short amount of time and only his second year in the league. And, of course, Devin Booker is a sharp shooter. He's not to be messed with neither. So, again, Phoenix currently at the moment sitting in fourth in the standings in the Western Conference. They're playing great ball at a very high level right now. And they could call some heads right now. Of course, Monty Williams is the head coach, and we know Monty Williams and Chris Paul, they have a unique history together with their years being together in New Orleans, and so that the familiarity is already there. So Phoenix, they're playing very well in the land of the rising sun right now. Of course, Mikal Bridges is playing very well. Jay Crowder is a nice veteran he's had his moments for several franchises. Frank Kaminsky's been playing very well at a high level. So shouts out to not only just the Utah Jazz, but also to the Phoenix Suns and Steph Curry as well, making their mark currently out in the West. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and the standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
That safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents. The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price the neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At his tone.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh?
I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, welcome back to At the Rim. Now, it's currently time to get you caught up on the league leaders in the association. Let's start off with points per game. Of course, Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards remains the leading scorer in the league from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 32.8 points per game. Coming in second is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging 30 a game. Following in the third spot is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 29.4 points per game. Coming in fourth is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 29 points per game. And then coming in fifth is the amazing point guard himself, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 28.5 points per game. Next up in the next category is in rebounds. Clint Capela remains the league's leading rebounder from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds a game. Coming in number two is Andre Drummond from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's averaging 13.5 rebounds per game. Coming in third is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13.4 rebounds per game. Coming in at fourth is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 12.6 rebounds per game. Coming in fifth is Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. He's averaging 11.5 rebounds per game. Next up is field goal percentage. We have Jared Allen again from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's leading the way. He's shooting 66% from the field. Coming in at number two is Mitchell Robinson from the New York Knicks. He's averaging also 66. He's shooting 66% from the field. Coming in third is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. He's shooting at 64%. Coming in fourth is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. He's shooting at 64.3% from the field. And coming in fifth is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 60. He's shooting from the field at 62.7%. Next up is assists. Of course, James Harden is still leading the way, leading the league in the assist department. He's averaging 11 assists a game from the Brooklyn Nets. Coming in number two is Luka Doncic, averaging 9.4 assists per game. Number three is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9.2 assists per game. Coming in fourth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 8.6 assists per game. And fifth is the ageless wonder himself, Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 8.1 assists per game. The next category that we have is steals per game. Larry Nance Jr. from the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's averaging 1.95 steals per game. Number two is Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 1.91 steals per game. Coming in third is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. He's averaging 1.78 steals per game. Coming in fourth is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 1.77 steals per game. And fifth is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 1.7 steals per game. Next category is always a great one. It's always a tough one. It proves that how well you play defense, and that's blocks per game. Leading the league in blocks is Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 3.4 blocks per game. Number two is Rudy Gobert. He's averaging 2.7 blocks per game. Coming in third is Clint Capela from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 2.2 blocks per game. Coming in fourth is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 2.0 blocks per game. And coming in fifth is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. He's averaging 1.95 blocks per game. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging, he has a free throw percentage of 97.5%. Next up is Chris Paul. He's averaging 97% from the free throw line. Coming in third is Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. His free throw percentage is 95%. Coming in fourth is Damian Lillard. He's shooting 94% from the free throw line. And coming in fifth is Emmanuel Quickly from the New York Knicks. He is shooting at 93%. And then the last statistical category that we have for you is a three-point percentage. And of course, it's always a fascinating one, do shooting from three-point percentage. We have Jeremy Lamb from the Indiana Pacers. He's shooting at 52% from three-point range. That's pretty good right there. Seth Curry, the brother of Steph Curry, he's shooting 50% from three from that's his 3-point percentage at 50%. Next up is always a sharpshooter himself, Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. He's shooting 49% from 3-point range. Next up is Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's shooting from 3-point range at 48%. And then at fifth is Bryn Forbes from the Milwaukee Bucks. He is also shooting at 48%. So those are some of your league leaders in the most important statistical categories in the National Basketball Association. Also, we can't forget about minutes per game. Of course, James Harden currently leads the league in minutes played. He's averaging 38 minutes a game. Follow at number two is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. He's averaging 36.7 minutes a game. Coming in third is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 36.3 minutes a game. Coming in at number four is Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. He's averaging 36.2 minutes a game. And coming in fifth is Domantas Sabonis coming in fifth is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging at 36.1 minutes a game. And in three-point field goals made, number one is Mr. Steph Curry. He's currently made 131 three-point field goals made. Coming in number two is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. He has made 99 three-point field goals this year. Coming in at number three is Damian Lillard. He has made 95 three-point field goals. And tied at fourth is Joe Harris and Zach LaVine. Zach is from the Chicago Bulls. They both made 89 three-point field goals this year. Now let's get to your current standings in the association. Currently the number one team in the Eastern Conference is the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 18-8. Coming in at number two is the Milwaukee Bucks. They're at 16-10. Coming in third is the Brooklyn Nets. They're at 15-12. The Boston Celtics are currently fourth with a record of 13-12. The Indiana Pacers are coming in at fifth at 13-13. Coming in at number six is the Charlotte Hornets with a record of 13-14. Coming in seventh is the Toronto Raptors. Their record is 12-14. The New York Knicks is eighth with a record of 12-15. And currently tied for the ninth spot is the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks. Both of their records are 11-14. And then following the rest of the way at 11th is Chicago. Number 12 is Orlando. Coming in at 13th is Cleveland. Coming in at number 14 is Detroit. And at 15 is Washington. And now let's move over now to the Western Conference. The number one team in the Western Conference at the moment, the Utah Jazz, their record is 21-5. But not too far behind them is the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers at the number two spot. Their record is 21-6. Coming in at third is the Los Angeles Clippers. Their record is 19-8. The Phoenix Suns is fourth. Their record is 15-9. Follow at the fifth spot is the Portland Trail Blazers. Their record is 15-10. The San Antonio Spurs are sixth with a record of 15-11. The Denver Nuggets are currently seventh. Their record is 14-11. The Golden State Warriors are next in the eighth spot. Their record is 14-12. The Dallas Mavericks are currently ninth. They have a record of 13-14. The Sacramento Kings are currently in the 10th spot. Their record is 12-13. Followed at the 11th spot is Memphis. New Orleans comes in at number 12. Houston is 13th. In the 14th spot is the Oklahoma City Thunder, and currently at the 15th spot is the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that's just your look at your current league leaders and standings from around the association. Coming up after the break, I have an interview with John Corrales. He is the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast and is the Celtics beat writer for the Boston Sports Journal. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you for tuning in, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could say big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stump or the adrenaline-pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stump or the adrenaline-pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh Fast Forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Takes it to the basket. Nope. Rebound, batted around, and pulled down by Brown. Throws it inside. Ogilvy for two.
From Brown in transition. The no-look pass. Ogilvy with a hang time.
Brown going to the bucket. He gets two. Does not get a whistle, but got two.
Baines is the beast at the rim, as you guys know. Look at Jaylen Brown focused. Flicks it high to try to get it high off the glass. Look at the English on the ball. And look at the touch.
Gets it back. Four on the shot clock. Takes it. Banks it home.
Oh, kind of love that one.
Pritchett gets it down the corner underneath.
And there's two. Great stop at Taco Fall. Not when he gets the ball in the paint.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports Boston. And, of course, some of those highlights that you heard were from the Boston Celtics with their recent victory over the Toronto Raptors. When we come back from the break, I have John Corrales on the show. He is the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh Fast Forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stump or the adrenaline-pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack.
It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stomp or the adrenaline-pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap. And now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Takes it to the basket. Nope. Rebound batted around and pulled down by Brown. Throws it inside. Ogilvy for two.
From Brown.
Brown going to the bucket. He gets two. Does not get a whistle, but got two.
Baines is the beast at the rim, as you guys know. Look at Jaylen Brown focused.
Gets it back. Four on the shot clock. Takes it. Banks it home.
Oh, gotta love that one.
Pritchard gets it down the corner underneath. There's two. Great stop at Taco Fall. Not when he gets the ball in the paint.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Those highlights, again, were courtesy of NBC Sports Boston with Mike Gorman and Brian Scalabrine on the call. And for someone that covers the Celtics really close, let's welcome him to the program. He is the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast, covering anything and everything related to the Boston Celtics. Let's welcome him to the program, John Corrales. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. All right, so John, let's get right to it. So the current happenings on the Celtics, their last victory, of course, was over the Toronto Raptors. They would beat Toronto 120-106. Just kind of, give me your highlights and lowlights of what you've seen from Boston up until this point in this first half of the season.
I think the biggest highlight has to be Jaylen Brown, right? His play has just been a revelation for the Celtics. It's allowed them to kind of change their style a little bit. They have now two dynamic wing scorers in Tatum, and Brown. And his ascension, his ability to do things from above the free throw line to drive and pass, and he had 10 assists against the Raptors there. I just think that Jaylen is the biggest highlight of the season. In a season that's kind of, you're looking for highlights because the team has not been whole yet. Obviously, Tatum is playing at an all-star level. I think Daniel Tice's shooting over the past, few weeks is pretty good. You see little flashes here and there from people, but it's really the big story is Jaylen Brown. Now, as far as lowlights, I mean, you look at the injuries and how much they've torn the Celtics, what they're trying to do to shreds. We haven't seen the full complement. We haven't seen what the Celtics really are this season. So I get the question a lot about who are these Celtics. We don't know. We just don't know yet because we haven't seen this team play with a full roster yet. And the very, very brief opportunities they had to do that, Kemba Walker was just back with his minutes restriction, and he's still on a minutes restriction, but we haven't seen what they can really be.
Yeah, rightfully so, and I agree with you in that we have not seen really the best of the Celtics so far this year, but we're going to have to see the best of them because currently, as this show is airing, in the Eastern Conference right now, the 76ers are currently number one in the East, and then Milwaukee is number two, and then Brooklyn, I mean, they really changed the fate of the East once they added James Harden, and then when you put KD and Kyrie in the mix, they're currently third, and then Boston is right at number four. Let's stay with the C's again for a moment. So you mentioned that they're not really together. They haven't really put it together as of yet. But one person that's really stepped up his game as of late is Daniel Theis. Daniel is a great export from Germany. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Daniel up until this point in the season.
Yeah, Daniel Theis has really stepped up his shooting. I think the continuity between Theis and the rest of the guys is really, really important. He was the starting center last year and knows what the Celtics are trying to do. And the really on offense, the one thing that Daniel Theis brings is the ability not only to just set the picks, but to pop and his ability to hit the threes. He didn't hit any against Toronto, but he's been on a pretty good stretch. If you have to worry about Daniel Theis hitting the threes, that just opens up driving lanes for Kemba Walker, for Jason Tatum, for Jaylen Brown. That's super, super important. Those guys need space. And if you can get the lanes opened wider with Theis on the floor and with, you know, you throw Semi Ojeleye out there like they did last night, or another floor spacer, if they get a floor spacer with the traded player exception, then that just allows those guys that much more room. You take one defender off of those guys, and they will start finishing better at the rim. So Daniel Theis and his ability to shoot, if it stays consistent, is going to be a huge key for the Celtics unlocking a lot with the other guys in the offense.
Let's stay with the front court for a moment, John. Tristan Thompson, he's really stepped up his game, especially on the rebounding department. We knew about his time in Cleveland, you know, providing the dirty work, getting the points in the paint, especially on the rebounding front. But lately, he's really kicked it into high gear on the rebounding front. Like you said, Boston still trying to find their identity, and he seemed to have found his identity within the last month or so. Just give me your thoughts on Tristan.
Tristan Thompson is, you know, strong guy who, yeah, I was super impressed. His offensive rebounding in the second quarter against Toronto was huge, huge, huge. He had five offensive rebounds against the Raptors. Celtics had a huge advantage in second chance points. That's his thing. And it's an interesting kind of mix at the center spot because Thompson can do certain things. Theis can do certain things. Robert Williams can do certain things. Each of them has a claim to playing more. It's a matter of, I guess, matchups and who might be rolling to determine who actually gets that playing time, because Thompson is strong, tough, good pick setter, strong roller, great on the offensive boards, can switch on the perimeter, is a good defender. So I think, you know, Thompson came into camp with a hamstring injury. He missed all of camp. He hadn't played basketball since March at the NBA level because he was with the Cavs and they weren't in the bubble. There are a lot of things conspiring against him to create that slow start. I think that right now we're seeing that you need Thompson out there to grab some of those offensive rebounds to get the Celtics defensively clearing the boards. He's going to play an important role, but it is going to be a challenge for Brad Stevens to figure out how to use all of his centers.
All right, let's stay with impact players. You mentioned them earlier, John. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and, of course, Kemba Walker. We know that these three are just dynamic in their own right. I mean, these three have the potential to possibly bring some more titles to Boston in the future. How long do you think these three can be together, withstanding with Danny Ainge being in management?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you're probably hinting at Kemba Walker being a target to move because his knee is still a question mark. The Celtics don't know what his knee is going to bring. They don't know. He seems healthy now, but how long can he stay healthy? Is it bothering him at all? Like, is it mildly painful? Like, it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on with Kemba. He seems okay, but he's not playing his best. But if the Celtics – here's the thing with Kemba. Right now, people are saying you got to get rid of Kemba, but his trade value is pretty low. By the time he raises his trade value, he's going to be playing at a level where people won't want to trade Kemba. So it's kind of like a, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're not going to get the return that you're looking for because Kemba's, you know, a little older, and obviously the health is an issue, and he makes $34 million, $35 million. So it's going to be hard. So I think Kemba, Tatum, and Brown can work well together, and I think Kemba can adjust and try to figure out a new way to play that complements those guys the most. Because really, your number one and number two guys have to be Tatum and Brown. And really, it's one and 1A. It's like they're very, very close. Kemba needs to adjust his game so he's not as ball dominant. He needs to play off the ball more. He needs to let Tatum and Brown handle the ball more at the top. He needs to let them run pick and rolls more. So if these three guys can figure it out, and I think they can, then the Celtics will have a pretty good trio, and I think that could be enough, and all of the Kemba Walker talk will die down.
Irene, how else do you think the big three in Boston can manage up with the new big three in Brooklyn?
I couldn't hear you. You were kind of cutting out there.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
Okay. No, what I was saying was is that so, again, let's stay with the big three, current big three in Boston with Tatum, Brown, and Walker. Now, what about – do you think the big three in Boston can measure up with the current big three in Brooklyn with KD, Kyrie, and Harden?
Well, I do. Just that the Celtics can score and the Nets can't defend. And if the Celtics – are trying to defend those three, it's a little bit more likely that the Celtics can get a stop than Brooklyn getting a stop. So we've seen the Brooklyn Nets give up tons and tons and tons of points. Now, the Celtics have given up plenty of points too, but the Celtics defense at its best is worlds better than the Nets defense. The Nets defense at its best is still bad. And so I still think that obviously Durant, Kyrie, and Harden are superior individual talents. But Tatum is still, like, pretty close to that level. Brown is pretty close to that level. Kemba, when he's right, can be pretty close, not that far off. And I just don't see how Brooklyn can stop those guys from getting to where they want. You can always use the wild card of, you sub Kemba out, you bring in Marcus Smart, and if you have a stretch where you need some stops, you have Smart, Tatum, and Brown out there, and you have one of your good centers that can block shots back there, and who knows what happens if it's a playoff series with the traded player exception. Is there somebody at the four that Danny Ainge gets that can help with that assignment as well? So obviously, the talent, you look at the names on the paper, and it jumps off the page. Like, wow, those Brooklyn Nets, look at all that talent there. But in practice, on the floor, their defense is just god-awful.
Yeah, they're both great offensively, yeah, but the defense definitely needs a lot of work. And, again, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there Monday through Friday, so it's a Monday through Friday podcast daily. I post it, like, late at night, early overnights, so it's there for you in the morning to take to, you know, work or whatever. And it's every post game, I do a good and bad, and I try to take a deep dive. I'll bring in guests, people who cover other teams. So yeah, it's just a fun daily look at the Boston Celtics.
Awesome. And then you also are a Celtics beat writer for the Boston Sports Journal. Just tell everybody a little bit what you do in that department.
Yeah, I just got that job. So I start at Boston Sports Journal on Sunday. Like that's a new gig for me. But I'm excited to start that job because it's going to allow me to do a little bit more in-depth stuff. I'm going to really be able to concentrate and focus on, you know, specific things that are happening in games and really give, I think, a unique look at the team, what's happening on the floor. My goal is always to try to enhance your viewing experience, either by on Twitter or on Boston Sports Journal. Like during games, I'll be in the comments and kind of going back and forth with subscribers. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Before I let you, I want to ask you a couple of more questions, John. I noticed on your Twitter page, I see that you have Greek ancestry, and I wanted to know what's the NBA like in Greece? I know the NBA was coming on strong during the 80s, of course, with the revival of the league through Bird and Magic, and then in the 90s it really took off with Michael Jordan, and then, of course, we see in the 2000s and beyond, rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. So I want to know how was the NBA received in Greece?
Well, I mean, in Greece, obviously because of Giannis Antetokounmpo, they really are pretty into the NBA. Basketball is as popular as soccer there. It's probably the number one sport in Greece. It's a pretty basketball mad country. They're really into it. I played there a long time ago, like 20 plus years ago, and they were into it then. And so when you add into the mix a guy who was born in Greece, in Giannis, that is now the one of the best players in the league. Yeah, it's hugely, hugely popular over there.
Awesome. Now, I know that you're living in Boston. I want to ask you, did you ever have an opportunity to watch a game at the Boston Garden? And if so, what are the difference between the Boston Garden and the TD Garden?
When I was in college, I actually got to go to a game at the old Garden, which was – it's hard to remember all of the little nuances, but it was – you're very much on top of one another. You had the balcony on – like, it was – you were right over the court. It was hot in there. It would look like an old – it's just an old building. The lead-up – to the arena, you take the Green Line and you would turn a corner and you just see that big North Station sign, Boston Garden. That was just so awesome. That turn, that was like an iconic look. And you would you'd turn the corner and you'd see the building reveal itself and you go down into the building. It was an old, you know, like, really honestly, it was like kind of a crappy building. I mean, they built it back in, like, I don't know, like 1930s or something like that. Like it was time for it to go. We get attached to things like that, and I know why, but it was kind of nuts to be in that building. I didn't get into it when I was younger, like in the 80s or anything like that. It wasn't until like the 90s that I was able to get in there.
Awesome, awesome. And then you heard it from him. He is John Corrales. He is the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast, and also he's the Celtics beat writer for the Boston Sports Journal. He's just giving us his insights on the current happenings going on with the Boston Celtics. John, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Takes it to the basket. Nope. Rebound batted around and pulled down by Brown. Throws it inside. Ogilvy for two.
And Brown in transition. The no-look pass. Ogilvy with a hang.
Brown going to the bucket. He gets two. Does not get a whistle, but got two.
Bane is the beast at the rim, as you guys know. Look at Jaylen Brown focused.
Gets it back. Four on the shot clock. Takes it. Banks it home. Pritchard gets it down the corner underneath. There's two.
Great stop at Taco Fall. Not when he gets the ball in the paint.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stump or the adrenaline pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stump or the adrenaline pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com. LL Flooring is having the biggest sale of the season with 300 floors up to 25% off. Because the classic getting the muck off my shoe stump or the adrenaline pinching shoe slippery slide aren't easy on our ears or our floors. Luckily, with LL Flooring's winter sale, you can finally get floors that can handle all those moves so that you can walk, work, and play around your house freely with new floors that can keep up. The winter sale runs now through February 16th. Get started at llflooring.com.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brrr, bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test. Indecent
bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price the neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. All right, everybody. Sorry about that. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Once again, a big special thank you to John Corrales, the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast and the Celtics beat writer for the Boston Sports Journal. All right, before we close out the show and head on out of here, just going to get you caught up on some important games to watch out for this week. Of course, we've got the big one between the Brooklyn Nets and the Golden State Warriors. Kevin Durant expected to return after being in the COVID-19 protocol. Of course, the big three is going to be back for Brooklyn. Of course, KD, Kyrie, and Harden going up against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Man, Steph is hot right now. Definitely somebody to watch out for in the MVP race. Also, a big game tonight between the Miami Heat and the Utah Jazz. Also, some great games coming up this week. We've got just some good ones. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Also, the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Then you got the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Denver Nuggets. That's going to be a great game with LeBron, AD, going up against Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the rest of that talented team in Denver. Also, some other great games. We got the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Utah Jazz. That's going to be a great one as well. Also, we can't forget about the Denver Nuggets going up against the Boston Celtics. You got the Toronto Raptors against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Brooklyn Nets going up against the Phoenix Suns. That's going to be another intriguing matchup. Can't forget about also this week the Houston Rockets going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. That's going to be a fantastic one as well. And of course, the Miami Heat going up against the Golden State Warriors. And then the Utah Jazz going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's going to be another great game. And also this week, another great one between the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks, and then the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. That's going to be another fantastic one as well. Also this week, the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, the Utah Jazz going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's going to be a fantastic game as well. So that's just some of the most important games to watch out for this week in the National Basketball Association. Once again, a big special thank you to John Corrales, the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast and the Celtics beat writer for the Boston Sports Journal, giving us his insight on what's currently going on with the Boston Celtics. And also, thank you to you, the listeners out there, for checking us out. I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again next week right here for another exciting edition of At the Rim. So long, everybody.
That safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could say big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, part. Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.